peiros, still you have a right to use it. The Rashi says, like this dried out wood now, is eitzim sheboi v'yitla ma'mal, but the malva still has a right to take it. Rovam Rabbi says, no karen heavy, that these dried out branches now is called out to go for the karen. And that the malva can't take it, you can only use the peiros of it. Therefore, the din should be, v'yukach boi karka, they should buy karka with it, and therefore, v'yukach peiros, and the balabos, the malva will be able to eat the peiros from it. Meisva have a kasha. Says Alocho, Yove Shilon, if the tree dried up, by Nixais, or else it was cut down, Shnei Masurim Boy, both of them are also to use it. In other words, by a Mashkin, if you gave your field for Mashkin, and the tree was cut down, so both the Malvin and Levi cannot use it. Kate said, Yasa, what should they do rather? Yimcho Lietzim, they have to sell the wood, the Yukar Bem Karkar, and then they should buy new property with the wood, with the money. Vuwaicho Peris. And from this, the malva would eat the peiros, and the leiva keeps the goof. So my love, aren't we talking about over here, yovesh, when it dried up, dumi the nixas, just like it was cut off. Ma nixas bismanoi, just like it was cut off means, bismanoi, that it's the right age, and still we see, it's called kera now, not peiros. Af yovesh, the same thing when the tree dried up, bismanoi, so much dried up at the right time. Oktonin, still we learned here, yukach bem karka v'uecha peiros. Al makarna hevi. We see a sold these dried up wood, it's considered like karen. It's not called the peiros, you can't use them, you have to sell them. So where it says light, that's not the pshat. I'll tell you, niktzas dumi the yovish. When you cut it off, that's just like the yovish, dried up. Ma yovish blazmanah, just like dried up means before it's right time. I'll tell you, maybe, af niktzas blazmanah. The same thing when it's cut down here, it also means cut down before it's man. The Gemara says, Toshima, come and bring another proof. Let's say an Isha that's married. Now her father dies, so she gets Yerusha. So the law is what goes to the wife now. The husband has a right to use the peiros. But what fell to her now was old vines. Old vines and old olive trees. So law is what should the husband do now? Yimcheru liyetzim, you have to sell the wood. The yukach bem karka, instead they buy back karka. And now, like normal, the Baal has the right to use the peiros of it, and she keeps the keren. V'uecha peiros, ain't so, hurry, see also, even though it's bezamanoi, even though it's normal for it to become old now, so it's still called the keren. So Morris says, no, Amy rather learn here v'hiskinu. V'hiskinu means, like Rashi says, kof tzaleim zikna b'lezman. It happened, not normal, that it became dried up. That's called only the keren. But in the case where it's normal usage, that's the way the vine is, maybe then that would be called peiros. For your boy, Sam, another terrorist could be maybe, Lav mi yukim nalhu. Then we put on this case, they're going, Shanof the law, besod acheris, that this vines fell to her in somebody else's fields, to kokal yakarna. The Elamashi, there's nothing left over at all. In other words, all the Isha received in the Yerusha was only these trees. So if of the Baal is going to use these dried up trees, there'll be mamish nothing left over at all for the Isha. Our shala before was when there's karka and the dried out leaves. So therefore, maybe the karka is still called the keren. But over here, where the only thing that fell to the isha was only the dried out vine, there's no karka, then pshit, it's called keren. Therefore, for sure here, we have to sell it to make sure at least something will be left over. I think Mark says, whose star is a star? The Kosev Bay was written like this. Shenin Stama. It was written there just years. So Rashi says it's a shtar mashkanta de surya, that the shtar said like this, b'mishlim shon ilun, at the end of this amount of years, and it didn't say how many. So lachar is, if I give you a mashkin, that I'll let you use my field. And every year you keep the produce, it's worth money. So I made up with you, you could use the field for the next 5 years, and after that you give it back to me, and I paid off my chayv. That's the type of a mashkin I gave you. I'm letting you use my field now for 5 years, and at the end of the 5 years, I get back my field. So it was written in the shtar just shenin, years, not how many. So what's the locha? Ha'u shtara devikosta be shenin stama. So malva, the malva says, shalish. I gave it to you, for, I have it for 3 years. Lava says, no, I only meant to say keep it for 2 years. Who do we believe? So, kodem malva v'yachlinu l'peri, what's going to be if the malva just stood there the 3rd year, and he ate the peris? Mi nemon, who's believed in such a case? Do we believe the malva that he has the right to keep the peiros? Or do we believe the leiva that you only had the right to use it for 2 years, not for 3 years? So Rabbi Yehuda says, karka becheskas baileha kayemes. Rabbi Yehuda says, as far as karka is becheskas baileha. Who's the baileha here? The leiva.
Therefore, the loiv is believed to say, I only gave it to you for 2 years, that's all. But Zafagab the loiv tove, al the achrachilus peres, even the loiv is only asking after the malveid up, anan vos the karkas linun. We're going after this karka though. And we have a suffix, how many years did he give it away? We say the karka is the cheskas by leo, and therefore, if the loiv said, I only gave it to you for 2 years, we believe the loiv. And the malva ate the perish like a din, the malva will have to pay back to the loiv the money of the perish for that he ate the 3rd year. That's Rav Hunis Svara. Rav Kana Amano, Peris, Becheskas Eichlen Kaimei. Listen, the Malva already ate the Peris of this 3rd year. Now it's a Shiloh, does he have to pay it back or not? Sadi Rabba, since the Malva ate it already, the money is in his hand, he has a right to keep it. Rashi says, Becheskas Eichleye Mindais, Kivon de Kodem Viachlinu, since he went first and he ate it. Viyasa Lafuki Minei, now they want to take it out from him. So nicely right, the Lav Shalashevei. The loiv has to bring a proof that it was not for 3 years. Otherwise, we believe the Malva. The Basar Achilas Peres of Linen. We go after the one that's Muchzik in the Peres. If the Malva already ate the Peres in the 3rd year, he keeps it. The Gemara says, the Ilkos HaKabos is Rav Kana. The Loch is like Rav Kana, that we go after the Achilas Peres, the Malva has the right to keep it. The Yoma Peres Pecheskas Achilayen Kaimi. For the Gemara, is that true like Rav Kana? I we know Ipaskin like Rav Nachman, and the Yoma that he says Karka becheskas by leo. I meant this that Karka usually, if you have a suffix, who owns the Karka, we leave it becheskas by leo, the one that owned it before. So here we should Paskin like Rav Yehuda that the leiva wins out. Gemara says no. I'll tell you when did Rav Nachman say that? Hosam milsad loyavida lagluyhi. There is something that we'll never find out the truth. Then we say we leave it. Becheskas by leho emedes. The Rashi that we had before, Gabi Seicha Merchatz Mishnei Matzuzugim Lashana. If you rent something at $12 for the year, and then you said like $1 for a chodesh, and then that year was Nibiyor, there was an extra month, so we don't know who has the right to use the 13th month. So in such a case, we'll never prove it. There, Rav Nachman says, Karka Becheskas by leho emedes, that belongs to the original owner. He has the right to charge you another $1 for the 13th month. But eventually we'll find out over here. Trashi. Like eventually there'll be Edom about this star. The person has a star that he has a mashkin here. There were Edom. Edom know how long he had this mashkin for. So even though we do not know right now, but eventually Edom will come. Therefore, v'yatruchai bedine trezim lemachachinan. Malva. Therefore, we don't bother them twice. Therefore, right now, we say, listen, you loiva, you don't have any proof. You cannot take the money away from the malva. How does the malva right to keep it? Because they say, listen, he's muchtig, he's old and gone to it now anyway. What's going to be later, we'll paskin later. Like, most probably later, Edom will come. So instead of, like, doing two things, taking it out now and giving it back later, we just wait right now until later. But even though, really, when we have a suffix that will remain loilam, then we talk, like Rav Nachman, that there's a svara karka of the cheskas by leo medes. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be? Malva v'ayim mechoymish. The malva says that I have a right to use it for 5. Loivu v'ayim mecholosh. The loivu says, no, I only let you use it for 3. Rashi says, there's a mil sachrit, there's another case. Malva v'loivu shebolodin. Malva v'ayim mechomesh shonim mushkenet li. You gave me this field for a mashkin for 5 years. And they don't have the star in front of them. And the loiva says, no, I only gave it to you for 3 years. And the case is that the malva already ate, sat on this field already for 3 years. So what do? We throw the malva out now or not? Omalei, so he said like this. Aisili shtarcha, bring me your star. Like the loiva says to the malva, bring me the star that you have a right to stay here longer. Omalei, the malva says, shtori ichasli. I lost the star already. I don't have it anymore. But I say in the star it said I could keep it for 5 years. So what's the loch on? Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Malva Nemen. We believe the Malva. He has a right to stay here another 2 years. Why? Migodi bo yoma. Lekuchi biyadi. Since he could have said, I bought it off you, because he lived here already 3 years. He has a cheskas karka. So he could have said, I bought it off you. Now that he said, I did not buy it, I only have a b'teras hamashkin, but I have it another 2 years, that's the reason to believe him. Oh, Malay Rav Papal Rav Ashi, Rav Zvid, Rav Aviro, Leisvir Elhu. They do not hold, Hod Rav Yudah. They do not hold, that's what Rav Yudah said. My time, what's the reason? Haishtara the shtar, kivan the legvayna koi, since the shtar is aimed to collect with it, this is like the shtar of the milva, like you have sold on to the shtar, or the shtar out of him, this shtar the malva has sold on to give him the right to use this property. So he's collecting with the shtar. If so, konizar zoribe. So then the svara usually is the malva does not lose such a shtar. For sure the malva watched out. And therefore, michva shul dikash l'shtari. That's what he says now, I lost it. We have to be afraid, maybe he's lying. Maybe all he's doing is he's just hiding that shtar. So he says like this, oichlo tartin shonin yeserto. Let me like hide the shtar now, so, and because really maybe the shtar says only 3 years. That's why he wants to hide the shtar now and say, I have a right to it for 5 years. So since we have a reyes upon the malva, there's no real migo here.
All right, turn over.
Let me like hide the shtar now, so, and because really maybe the shtar says only 3 years. That's why he wants to hide the shtar now and say, I have a right to it for 5 years. So since we have a reyes upon the malva, there's no real migo here, therefore we do not believe the malva, but rather we believe the leiva. Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi, Elamayatif so. Hai mashkanta de Surya. If you have a mashkin, the way they give it out in the town of Surya, to exceed vihochit, this is the way it's written in this mash, in Surya. Like when you borrow money, and then the leiva gives back to the malva mashkin. He says like this, that you could use my field now, but the mishlon, shalon ilan, at the end of how many years they made up, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, at the end of this amount of year, tape pekar yadobla kesef. Then you give me back this property, and then I don't owe you any money. In other words, I'm lending you $1,000 now. And he gave you back a mashkin that you have a right to use it for the next 5 years. And after you use it for 5 years, then you give back the field, and that's it. He doesn't owe you any money. But you eat up the crop these 5 years, that's worth the money. Now, that's the type of mashkin they made in Surya. And so, Heicha de kavsha l'shtaro, mashkanta, in the case where he hid the shtar, the yomar, and the person said, "Dav lakuchi biyadi." Listen, I bought it off him. Like he ate there now for 3 years already. So he has a right now to say, "Listen, I bought the field off you. I have the shtar of Sony Mashkin. He'll hide that shtar." So, okay, now in such a case in him, and you want to say we believe him? Is that true? The misatni rabbanim milsa the yosef of the day pesedo. That this sinian is mashkin the suri rabbanim of such a tikkun like that. So how could they make a tikkun like this, a mashkin in Surya, where the malva has a right to lie and say, I bought the field of you. And the proof is, I ate it the last 3 years. And I lost my shtar. Omele said back to him, no. Hosum over there, tekina le rabbonin de morayaria. The rabbonin made a tikkun for the owner of the field also. That yoyev taska vikari, karya, arya. The tikkun is that the owner still has to pay the taxes. He still has to help dig there. Therefore people won't think that the malva owns the field, since the halacha is that the real owner still has to pay the taxes. Now the Kaya Rashi says, Mesakan Acharit, Sviva Sakvulim. They made it that the original loiva, their owner of the field, he's the one that has to fix up the field once in a while. So because the people will know it's really his field and not the malva that's eating there. Therefore the malva can never say he bought the field. For the Gemara, what's going to be Arya the less like Arya? What's going to be a field that has no taxes? Or else, Arya the less like Arya v'loyoy of Taska. That there's no taxes, they don't have to dig around the field. My, what's going to be then? How's going to stop the malva from saying he bought it? Omale yiso, he boiled the limchuye. In such a case, the loiva, the one that gave up the mashkin, he should have been moicha. Like, enjoying those first 3 years, he should have made a machon in front of two edim, he should know. The field now still belongs to me. I'm only letting him eat it, but I have to use it for Samashkin. What's going to be the loyimcha mai? What's going to be if he didn't make this macho? So Gemara says, if so, Yehud, Yasran Ashay. Then it says loss. We can't help that. You lost yourself. Like you should have made a macho. Now the Gemara says, Orisayim alamachta. Yerati. The Norris, the sharecropper that's working on the field now, says, listen, I went down on the conditions that I get here for the profit. The Balabas says, no, nothing doing. I only let you come down on condition, you only take a third. Me, Neman, who do we believe now? If you do, I'm a Balabas Neman. He's a Muchsik, he's the owner. We believe the Balabas, the sharecropper only gets a third. Rav Nachman Omer, no, Hakol Kiminig HaMedina. It's not a Shiloh. Look upon what the Minig of the Medina is. Sova Mino, Lutligis, is what the said is no Machlaikis. Ho Biyasa the Shagla Risa Palga. Ho Biyasa the Shagla Risa Tulsa. In Echnami, depends what the Minig HaMokim is. If the minig is the oral takes half, he gets half. If he gets a third, he gets a third. Oh, Mulu Rav Mori, brought the Bas Shmuel. No, Hochi Yom Rabbi, this is what Rabbi said. Afilu Biyas for the Shokal Arisa Palga. Even in a city, a place where the Oros now has the right to take usually half. Still Polak Rav Yehuda. Still Rav Yehuda argues and says no, that the Balabas is Neman. Still Polak Pligi Rav Yehuda, Pligi, that Rav Yehuda Wama Balabas Neman. Why the Ibo Yoma Skiri Lakitihu? Because the Balabas has a migui, has a right to say, I never put you down there to be a sharecropper. You don't have a right to take a portion altogether. You're only a regular worker. That you're my Skiri Lakitihu. I hired you for the day. So since the Balabas has a migui to say, I only hired you for the day, now that the Balabas admits that you're a sharecropper, and so we go bust the Balabas. When he said you only get a third, we believe the Balabas and not the sharecropper. What's going to be Yisayim Amru, Ono Hishbachnu?